Christians to move onward and upward, May 30. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wrong habits must be overcome. Right habits must be formed. Under the discipline of the greatest teacher the world has ever known, Christians must move onward and upward toward perfection. This is God's command, and no one should say, "I cannot do it." He should say instead, "God requires me to be perfect, and He will give me strength to overcome all that stands in the way of perfection. He is the source of all wisdom, all power." Christians are to be light bearers, saying to all with whom they come in contact, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." They are to be examples of piety, representing Christ in word, in spirit, in action. Their actions are to be a copy of the actions of the Savior. Thus they are to show the superiority of Christ's principles over the principles of the world. They are to work upon a higher plane of action than do those who are not Christians. They are to bring the ennobling influence of the gospel into every phase of life. Their purity and usefulness are to be a source of illumination to others. The world has set up a standard to suit the inclinations of unsanctified hearts, but this is not the standard of those who love Christ. The Redeemer has chosen them out of the world, and has left them His sinless life as a standard. He wants them to rise above all cheapness of word or action. Gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." These words are to be believed and practiced. Christians are to be superior in wisdom, in knowledge, in skill, because they believe in God and His power. The Lord desires them to reach the highest round of the ladder, that they may glorify Him. He has a treasure house of wisdom from which they may draw. The true Christian obtains an experience that brings holiness. The light of truth irradiates his understanding. A glow of love for the Redeemer clears away the cloud that has interposed between his soul and God. The will of God, pure, elevated, and sanctified, becomes His will. His countenance reveals the light of heaven. His body is a fit temple for the Holy Spirit. Holiness adorns His character. God can commune with Him, for soul and body are in harmony with the principles of heaven.